After wandering in this world for what seems such a long time, wondering, where am I going? What am I doing? What am I meant for? Who am I? Where is God? Who is God? Is there God? Searching, searching, we finally come to the shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. What a relief. Then everything becomes clear. Who we are, who is God, what we have to do. And we feel, yes, now I made it back home. Now everything's okay. But soon we find we just entered the door. We didn't reach the goal. In one sense, we reached the goal, but in another sense, we have a lot of work to do. We have to face up to our own imperfections and impurities and work on becoming eligible to receive the gifts that Krishna comes to give, the gift of love to himself. And even when we are still struggling, new, trying to find our way from the very beginning, practically, we are told that we also have to make a contribution to the work of Krishna in this world. It's not just receiving, 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 receiving. It's not just all about me and my purification and my path. We are enjoined. Jare dekho, tare koha, Krishna upadesh, amaragyai guru hoya, taro e desh. Tell everyone, as far as you can, tell everyone about Krishna. We're given the great responsibility to distribute what we have received and guide others. From the very beginning, we're asked to not simply be students, but to be teachers. By Krishna's grace, we are given all that we need to go back to Godhead, and the great mercy, even more mercy, of giving others the possibility to receive that mercy. But we may tend to just think, well, let me do my chanting, a little bit here and there what I can do to help in the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We know we have a responsibility to try to help to share this, but we feel ourselves so incapable. The world around us is so harsh, so inhospitable, it seems so difficult to spread Krishna consciousness. We know if we are to try to do something to spread the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, there will be so many challenges. Even in our own spiritual development, we face so many challenges. And we think, how can we possibly go out and try to bring others in when we ourselves are still struggling to get ourselves steadily situated, and we may just withdraw into a comfortable space, seem safer, just do our own little chanting. That's our choice. We can do our own little chanting. Of course, this is the Sankirtan movement. We all have to come together and chant. That's another great challenge, because there's so many different personalities all come together. And it's the age of Kali, the age of quarrel. And even among devotees, there are going to be differences of outlook. And we all have our struggles and our personalities, and there will be clashes, and we wonder how there can be clashes among devotees. But at the same time, We need association to go forward. We need association even to engage in the Sankirtan movement, because it's not just all alone. It's Sankirtan altogether. So many quandaries we face, and we may think, well, let me just withdraw. Let me do my own chanting quietly. And yes, that's very nice. That's glorious in the sense that Krishna is happy to see anyone praying to him, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, O Krishna, O energy of Krishna, please engage me in your service. It's glorious, but so much more glorious and so much more pleasing to Krishna is to take up the mission that he wants us all to take up. He wants us to give as we receive. And the more we give, the more we get. Giving is hard. There's no doubt. Practicing Krishna consciousness, it's very easy, very blissful. But there are so many struggles also. Now, as I come to the fag end of this spot life, this body is showing very definite signs, not just from the wrinkling of the skin on the outside, but the various maladies going on inside, becomes obvious that the time I have in this body is not that much. Looking back, I'm very grateful to Krishna, Srila Prabhupada, Brahmanda, Brahmate, Kono Bhagavan Jeev, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai, Bhakti Lata Bij. Out of so many conditioned souls, Krishna was very, very merciful to me, made me fortunate by giving me the shelter at Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet. And if I look around and see so many people are living very miserable lives, actually, struggling so much, just so unhappy. And there are different levels. But I have to say that for all my, I can't say I haven't struggled and I don't struggle. And the struggle will continue. Maya, not so easy to cross over. Maya me tam taranti te, we can cross over by surrendering to Krishna, but she is duratyaya, hard to cross. But still, I can be very grateful, at least for this life. Happy in Krishna's service, overall very, very grateful to have had this opportunity. At the same time, we are in this Sankirtan movement, all of us trying to spread the mission of Lord Chaitanya. And sometimes we may think, what are we doing? Seems we're working so much. Of course, I'm not doing that much. So many others are working so hard. And we seem to be making not that much progress, not as much as we like. And even if we were to do so much, we may think, well, so what? Early in the morning, chanting japa outside, we can look up at the stars and just think how very, 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 very small we are just on this very, very, very small planet. We see stars shining. We don't know, even if the stars that we are looking at, if they're still there, because according to the scientists, the light takes so long to reach us. By the time it reaches us, the star might have just burned up and gone out of existence. Anyway, we're so small, and we may think, well, why even bother? Why even bother trying to bring others to Krishna consciousness? Or we may think that, well, we're chanting, distributing books, trying to advise others how to come up in Krishna consciousness, different projects are started, and we may wonder, well, what will be the result of all this? Will it all be spoiled in the future? Will it really develop the way we want it? And we can just think a little more deeply, soberly, not be overcome by depression, dejection, lack of enthusiasm. What does Krishna want of us? He comes personally to this world again and again to give knowledge of himself. He sends his representatives into this world. He cares about us. Yes, we are very, 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 very small. We can do very, very, very little. But Krishna takes it seriously because Krishna loves every living being. And Krishna is very pleased if we can somehow or other help any living being make a little progress toward Krishna consciousness. So we shouldn't think in terms of global or universal conquest, Bali Maharaj, we have to take over the whole universe. We should just think, what does Krishna want us to do? Let me try to please Krishna. The idea of spreading Krishna consciousness to every town and village in the world, throughout the whole universe, it's practically inconceivable that the whole world will become Krishna conscious. We can hardly see how that can happen. Of course, it can all happen by the grace of Krishna. We know the process, chanting, distributing books, festivals, prasad distribution. We know we're engaged in that. Krishna can do anything. But if we think, what I have done, what I have accomplished, what have I done with my life? We think, well, I've only done very, very little. I should have done much more. Of course, it's not finished yet. Srila Prabhupada, his mission really unfolded and flourished when he was at an age older than I am at now. But if we think in terms of what I am doing, I could have done, whatever we do, it's only going to be a fraction of what more could be done. And Krishna's plans, Krishna's desires, Krishna is unlimited. Krishna has unlimited possibilities. How much can we do? Nothing we can do is going to be complete, perfect, finished, it's all over. That means that there's always going to be something lacking in this material world. Krishna's work in this world is never done because there are always jivas inimical to him. So we can never finish the job. We give so many talks, but there's always more to say, even if everything's been said. There's always more to say about Krishna. There's no program which we're going to say, okay, this is it. Boom, 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 boom. Everything finished. It's all over. This is the program which is going to do everything perfectly, exactly, because Maya is there, giving so many obstacles. Krishna also doesn't make it so easy. So we can make plans, goals, objectives, mission statements, and we should do. But ultimately, everything's up to Krishna. He wants to see how we struggle. But don't be discouraged. We can be encouraged always by thinking how the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Ramachandra, was very pleased with the little squirrel who was trying to help him build the bridge to Lanka by pushing some sand into the water, which is of no use whatsoever, actually. But Lord Rama is pleased. We're distributing books sometimes. Devotees ask, well, what happened? We distributed so many books. What happened? We don't see anything happen. We're planting seeds. Going out chanting in public. People hear. They may like it, not like it, especially if they like it. That's their eternal benefit. We're planting seeds of Krishna consciousness in the heart. We're not planting. We are distributing the seeds on the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which one day those seeds will start to grow. Some seeds are already starting to sprout, and we can help to cultivate them. We can help those who are coming to Krishna consciousness. We can make projects knowing that so much more is to be done. Farms, temples, further development will be required. We don't know what Krishna's plan is. So many wonderful things may happen. How much can we do? How much capability do we have anyway? We're very tiny. If Krishna wants, he can act through us to do wonderful things in one of the most astonishing of all Srila Prabhupada's astonishing purports. He writes that in relation to Lord Nityananda, who did more than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in preaching, Srila Prabhupada writes that by the grace of the Lord, a devotee can do even more than the Lord himself. You have to be very pure, very advanced to do that. But the point is that if we try, Krishna will help us, and we just don't know what amazing things Krishna may affect through us. Even though we're small, neophyte, we're still struggling to find our way in Krishna consciousness. But if we sincerely try, Krishna, who wants this movement spread all over the world, will reciprocate with us and do wonderful things. Or he may not. Srila Prabhupada was trying so hard in his household of life for spreading Krishna consciousness. Nothing to show for it. He was very hopeful in Jhansi with the League of Devotees. Practically overnight it collapsed. There was nothing to show for it. It just seemed like he was a dreamer, wasting his time. He went to America, no friends, no money, wandering the streets of New York City, no sign of anyone taking any interest, but he persevered. And eventually things happened. At any point he could have said, okay, well, I tried my best. Looks like Krishna doesn't want it to happen. I can go back on that ship, go back to Vrindavan. At least I can have the satisfaction of thinking I tried. Someone else can do it in future. Meanwhile, I'll sit in Vrindavan and chant Hare Krishna. But he didn't. He went on. So we may also go on trying. We may not see that anything happens, but Krishna is pleased. Recently I met some devotees from a country in Central America who had been there for so many years, preaching, trying, and really, from what I can understand, trying very, very sincerely. But the development had not been as they hoped, and just seeing the nature of the people, they're not very hopeful of things developing as they would have hoped for, but still they've given their life. That's glorious. Krishna is pleased. And who knows what will happen in future? Things can change. Krishna has his plan. We can't do everything. We can't control everything, make our plans so perfectly that, yes, Krishna consciousness will go like this. We may think we've got the perfect formula, now I've got it right. When we realize that we can't do everything, we can't even understand hardly what we're doing because it's Krishna's plan, then we can be relieved from the sense of thinking, I am the doer. At the same time, that doesn't mean we don't have any plan. We should spread Krishna consciousness or do whatever we can in an intelligent, organized way and do what we can. We can do something. We can't do everything, but if Krishna so desires, we can do something to the best of our ability. We can't do everything, but we can do something. Krishna gives us some ability. He wants us to use it in his service. It will be incomplete. It's never going to be perfect. Yes, everything is just exactly right. We see in ISKCON so many troubles, so many problems. We may wonder what's going on, but it was like that from the very beginning. And all the time Srila Prabhupada was here, he was also dealing with so many troubles, so many problems, but he pushed on. So our work may be, or will be, incomplete, imperfect, so many faults, but at least it's a start. At the very least, it's a start. It gives us an opportunity to serve Krishna's mission and let him unfold things as he so wishes. Ultimately, everything is in his hand. We may never see the results of what we're working to try to do, but we're simply servants. We're not the masters. We're not big, big world acharyas. Who knows? Who is the next world acharya? Who could have imagined A.C. Day, failed businessman, could become the world acharya? Who knows? But it doesn't matter in the sense that we're not out to be a world acharya. We're not out to make our mark in the history of the world. We're simply here to try to serve. That's all. And let us see what Krishna wants. But take inspiration from Srila Prabhupada, how he worked so hard, persevered despite all difficulties. Both Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, in the final stages of their sojourn on this earth, expressed some dissatisfaction that we worked so hard But what we worked for got sidetracked in so many ways. Srila Prabhupada came along, picked up the current, took up the spirit, and took it forward in the next generation. We all have that duty, generation after generation, to contact the real essence, bring it along. It's not all over. It never will be all over. Krishna's mission in this world will never be all over. So we have to take inspiration from what Srila Prabhupada did, even in a body that from the external standpoint was shattered, battered, old, and rededicate ourselves to our service, to our spiritual master in Srila Prabhupada's mission. That work is ourselves. We have to work on ourselves. We have to keep on working on ourselves. We have our daily sadhana, purification, and whatever we can do to share that with others. Krishna told the gopis that their loving service for him is its own reward. He could never repay them. He's infinite. We are so small. We're infinitesimal. But Krishna, he feels so grateful. Of course, we're talking about the gopis. And when we are infinitesimal, we're trying to serve He who is infinite. We are trained from the beginning not to expect or even desire any material result, any material reward. We simply have to do our duty in service for Krishna. Our reward is not name, fame, glory, position, properties, any such thing. If we can develop love for Krishna, that is in and of itself far greater reward for anything we can do. We're confident. Krishna loves us. He comes to this world to save us. He will manifest himself to us. We may be wriggling and squiggling and making some kind of effort to go toward him, but at the same time, subtly trying to avoid him. But he is Krishna, all attractive. He will pull us to him. We are confident that we will get his mercy. We don't have any other place to go. We don't have anything else to do. We have nothing else to aspire for. We've seen, what is there in this world? There's nothing. We already left that all behind long ago. Now we only have to go toward Krishna. With this faith, we go on doing our service. With faith, faith that Krishna will protect us. He is our protector. Even if he handles me roughly by his embrace, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches us that we can expect not an easy way forward. We can practically expect roughness, even in the hands of Krishna. That is our test. To keep on steadily with faith that Krishna, he's doing like that, yes. That's Krishna. I have no other resort but Krishna. Everything is created by Krishna. Everything is related to Krishna. Everything is going on ultimately under the direction of Krishna. Everything rests on Krishna, like pearls strung on a thread. We simply have to understand that, connect with Krishna by the process of bhakti yoga, and try to help others to connect. Remembering the mood which Srila Prabhupada certainly manifested, and he wanted us to imbibe that, of Prahlad Maharaj, paradukha dukhi. Seeing others suffering, we can at least think that, well, yes, I know for sure that I can experience pratyaksha gavamam dharmyam susukam kartam avyayam. We can directly, personally experience that Krishna consciousness makes us happy, even in our very neophyte stage. So we can see the unhappiness of others by the illusory, unnecessary disconnection from Krishna and try to be an instrument in Krishna's plan to reconnect them, bhakti yoga, reconnect. Srila Prabhupada had this mood, Prahlad Maharaj, mood of Nityananda Prabhu, real welfare work, try to enlighten the fallen souls with Krishna consciousness. Such a high aspiration. Really, Krishna consciousness becomes manifest, or real Krishna consciousness begins when we're free from material desire. Ooh! Seems such a long way. Even the desire for liberation seems such a long way. We have to be patient. We have all advice. Upadeshamrita. Rupa Goswami gives us all advice. Be enthusiastic. Be determined. Be patient. Krishna, we should have faith. Krishna will save his devotee. He is Mukunda, the giver of liberation. He will deliver us from this horrible material existence. We don't have to worry about that. That is his pleasure to pick us up. Our ideal is to cultivate full dependence upon him, remembering the Brijabasis, they have no other shelter than Krishna. The torrential rain is pouring down, flooding the whole land of Vrindavan. They go to Krishna for shelter. Even he seems like a little boy, but they know Krishna will protect us. We must also cultivate that sense of dependence upon him, gratefulness for what he's given to us, and try to do what we can to spread this great gift of Krishna consciousness to others. Don't be disappointed. We have our own struggles. We see others around us, even those who we have regarded highly, they also struggle. In the war on Maya, sometimes even big generals are shot down, but svabhamapyasya dharmasya trayate mahatobayat. Even a little advancement on this path can save one from the greatest type of fear. So what to speak of those who have done so much for serving the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this world. So let us do what we can, work hard, do as much as we can. Ultimately, how much we can do is not the issue. We should always remember, always keep this in mind. We're here to cultivate love of Krishna, janma shatak kari, make our life successful in Krishna consciousness, and karo para upaka, try to do good for others, whatever little we can do. How much can we do? Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Vancha kalpa turubhyas chakripasindhu. Patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo.